Ben Taylor is at fullback. Horning at a halfback. Star the quarter. Dowler to the right. McGee to the left. Long count by Bart. And off to the left comes Horning. He cuts and comes for about 3 to the 38. Greer, Scott, Rosie Greer, Tom Scott team up to make the stop. Gain on the play as the ball is spotted just 1 yard to the 37, and it's second down 9. The Giants with Katkavage, Mozeleski, Greer, and Robustelli up front. Livingston, Huff, and Scott the linebackers. Barnes, Morrison, Patton, and Lynch are the deep men. Second down 9. Starr has the Packers ready. Snap of the ball. Bart Starr off to the left after a fake is going to run. He's at the 35, 40, 45, flag down. Giant 41-yard line, fumbles. The ball is loose, picked up by the Giants' Jimmy Patton. Swings to his left to the Giant 40, goes to the 45. I remind you, a penalty flag was dropped. And down goes Patton at the 42-yard line. Barnes made the tackle on Starr. A penalty marker was dropped as the ball was snapped. It was against Green Bay, declined, of course, by the Giants. And here is the first break of the game, I do believe, Jim, that we could say has gone to the Giants.
That's right. The Giants on that play took a page out of the Packer book in the first half and put the rush on Bart Starr, but he ducked under him and took off.
We have a bit of confusion because some members of the Packer offense are not leaving the field. They're coming back on the field. And the ball is picked up by the referee and is being placed now at the Giant 47-yard line. The Packers' offensive unit is going back on the field. And apparently one of the officials had blown the ball dead. Jim, that's all I can figure at this moment, because at the Giant 47 is where Starr hit the ground. That I remember.
There seems to be no question about it now that one of the officials had indicated to the Giants that it was their ball, but another one had blown it dead up there on the 47-48-yard line, before the 47-yard line. So, as confusion reigns here for just a moment, it's going to be squared away, and it's going to be the Green Bay Packers ball. There's no question about that, and you can bet that the New York Giants are mighty unhappy about it. Kyle Rote, the offensive captain of the Giants, is having a discussion down there as to what did happen.
I see now that the linesmen, now not the head linesmen, but the linesmen are now moving as if the ball is going to be placed somewhere around the Packer 41-yard line. And all I guarantee you right now is confusion. I admit to being confused. And the ball now, instead of being at the Giant 47, is being taken back to near the Packer 40, now the 35-yard line. Illegal procedure against Green Bay has been indicated by one of the officials, but Andy Robustelli of the Giants, one of their captains, isn't satisfied. He's now asking for further explanation from the officials.
I'll assure you that 36 players and coaches on each squad are a little bit confused at this time here, but the officiating in the National Football League is truly outstanding, and it's squared away right now, and it is Green Bay's ball. There's no question about that, Ray.
It's their ball. They've lost 5 yards on an illegal procedure penalty, and it's first and 15 Packers from their 35-yard line. The play was dead. In other words, when the ball was snapped, nothing counted after that the way it turns out. So we're set to go. Bart Starr calls signals from the Packer 35, gives to Hall Horning, cuts off to his right, cuts in at the 35, 40, 45-yard line. Hall Horning, hit down finally by Sam Huff and Erich Barnes. Gain on the play, 10 yards. Second down, 5, Green Bay from the 45. And again, great blocking by the Green Bay offensive line. Sprung Horning loose at the line of scrimmage as he made his cut back toward the middle. Second and 5, Green Bay from the 45. Second half just underway, Packers leading 24-0. McGee to the left, Dowler to the right, Ron Kramer a tight left end. Giants dig in, Packers are ready. Long count by Starr, snap of the ball, straight ahead, Taylor runs into Huff. Game on the play, yard and a half. Huff hit him high. Bent him back, forward progress, a gain of one at most. It'll bring up third down and a long four. Packers ball their 46. And a key third down play comes up. No scoring here in the second half. Green Bay leading by 24-0. And we have a slight lull in the activities now as Jimmy Ringo came to one of the officials to ask a question, but we're quickly set to go. The Packers lead on three first-half touchdowns, two on passes by Starr, one on a run by Horning, and a field goal by Horning on the last play of the half. They lead 24-0. Dowler to the right as the Packers come out of the huddle. McGee to the left. Third down and a long four. Green Bay from their own 46. Snap of the ball. Starr falls down, gets up, throws quickly, and it's off target by a good margin. Bart that time, trying to backpedal and pass, fell down. Got up, but his pass intended for McGee, a quickie out on the left flat, was far short of its target. It is incomplete, and the Packers will apparently be forced to punt. This will be, to my best recollection, Jim, just the second punt of the game by Green Bay.
That's right, and Starr, incidentally, is getting fine protection and has the entire afternoon to this point.
Wells and Morrison are deep for the anticipated punt by Boyd Dowler. The pass from center. The kick is partially blocked. It is going to land at the Giant 45, roll to the 40. It is picked up by one of the Giant linemen, Ray. It is fumbled now, and one of the Packers tried to go for the ball, but the Giants wind up with it near their own 40. That was Larry Hayes, a rookie from Vanderbilt, who picked up that partially blocked punt. But it went beyond the line of scrimmage. Hayes picked it up, fumbled, recovered by the Giants. New York has the ball, their own 41-yard line. It's amazing how things even out. It was near their own 41 a moment ago that the Giants apparently had the ball, although they did not. Connerly at quarterback wearing sneakers. Snap to Connerly. He fades the pass. He throws out on the left flat to Webster. Spins away from one man, but he's submerged at the 35-yard line. A quick pass in the left flat as Connerly first faked the handoff, threw out to the left, trying to take advantage of the tremendous defensive charge in Green Bay and set up some sort of a screen pass. There is a loss on the play of 5 yards, second down 15. Giants moving left to right from their own 35. Third quarter has about 10 minutes left. Packers lead 24-0. Roach to the right, Schaffner to the left. Fading to pass, Connerly. He gives to Webster, and down he goes on a draw play. Lost 4 yards. A tremendous defensive charge led by Dave Hanner, the veteran tackle from Arkansas for the Packers. Loss on the play, 4 yards. It'll be third and 20. So this time, instead of the screen, Connerly tried to take advantage of that defensive charge and set up the draw play, but Hanner was waiting. Third and 20, the Giants from their own 30-and-a-half. To the right, Roach. To the left, Schaffner. Snap of the ball, Connerly fades the pass. Has time, he's throwing over the middle, and it is Walton with the ball, and he catches it at midfield. He's hit down almost immediately. He may be short of a first down. The ball will be spotted right on the 50. It will be fourth and about one. Score, Packers 24, Giants nothing. Time left in the third period, a little better than 9 minutes. A new unit comes in, led by Don Chandler, the punter. The Packers are dropping back Willie Wood and Lou Carpenter, if indeed it is to be a punt. Third quarter still has 9 minutes left, unofficially. Chandler is in punt formation. Morrison is in front of him, blocking for him by about 8 yards. Pass from center, and it is a punt, and it's a beauty. To the left corner, it will land at the 15 and go out of bounds. Deep in Packer territory at around the 14 or 15-yard line, the Packers will have the ball on a 24-0 lead. And it'll be Starr, Taylor, Horning, Dowler, McGee, Ron Kramer, Bob Skoronski, Norm Masters, Forrest Gregg, Fuzzy Thurston, and Jim Ringo for Green Bay. The offensive unit, the Giants, will have Katkavage, Mozeleski, Greer, Robustelli, Livingston, Huffin, Scott, the linebackers, Barnes, Morrison, Patton, and Lynch, the four deep men. First down, Packers from their 14-and-a-half. moving right to left. Snap, off to the left side comes Taylor, and he is down for a loss of about a half yard, trying to slant out to the left. Tom Scott, the right linebacker of the Giants from Virginia, made the defensive play.
Apparently, at halftime, the defensive coach of the Giants must have felt that the linebackers especially were committing themselves too quickly in that first half, and they seem so far in the third period here to be waiting just a fraction of a second longer before committing themselves.
It winds up no gain, and second down 10. To the left, McGee. To the right, Dowler. With about 8 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Packers leading the Giants 24-0. Starr fades the pass. He throws out to the right, intended for Horning. It is short and incomplete. A tremendous rush that time put on by Rosie Greer and Jim Cat-Cabbage. Forced Starr to throw before he planned. It is incomplete, and Tom Moore comes into the Packer backfield. He'll replace Jimmy Taylor. It'll be third and 10, the Packers. The hand is for Jimmy Taylor, who has performed so well for Green Bay throughout the entire season. Packers, third and 10 play coming up deep in their own territory. McGee will be splitting about 6-7 yards at left end. Dowler, wide flanker to the right side. Starr gives to Paul Horning. He goes out to the right. He's going to make his cut. He comes to the 20, and that's all. About 5 yards for Horning, and it'll be fourth and 5 as Erich Barnes, a former Purdue player, made the main defensive move for New York. And in goes the kicking team. Now, the last time the Packers punted, Boyd Dowler's punt was partially blocked. He is in there again to punt. We believe that Bob Sims, who played at Rutgers, is responsible for partially blocking the last punt. Dowler will be kicking from the 5. Pass to center. Big rush for the Giants. This kicks away. It's tremendous. It is going to drive Morrison back over his hand. He drops the ball. He is going for it at the 22-yard line. It's loose. Everybody's fighting. Packers have it. Recovered that punt as Joe Morrison, going backwards, saw the ball roll off his fingertips. Joe Wells tried to go for it. A 60-yard punt winds up being fumbled by New York, recovered by the Packers' Forrest Gregg. And so the Packers now have come up with 2 pass interceptions and now the recovery of a fumble. First down, Green Bay at the Giant 22-yard line. Far side of the field at the inbounds marker. Starr asks the crowd to be quiet. Tom Moore, straight ahead, finds a big hole, fights to the 20 to the 15-yard line. Hit down by Sam Huff. A quick opener behind blocking by the right side of the Packer line. Ringo, Masters, and Gregg. Forward progress. 16-yard line. Gain of 6. Second down, 4. About 6 minutes left in the third period. The Packers leading 24-0. There has been no scoring in the third quarter. Dowler goes to the right as the Packers break huddle. Tom Moore and Paul Horning lining up behind Starr. Max McGee is to the left. Ball is snapped. It is Paul Horning going straight ahead. Fumble at the 15-yard line. Horning fumbled as he was hit. After a gain of about 1, players unpile. Let's see who's on the ball. Packers apparently recovered. The ball will be spotted just nose of the ball over the 15. Norm Masters, I believe, fell on it. Gain of 1. Third down, 3. A little over 5 minutes left in the third period. Robustelli that time and Greer forced the fumble with their hard tackle of Horning. Third and 3 at the Giant 15. Bart looks over the Giant defense. Snap of the ball. Takes on a run off to the right, throws instead, and it is batted down and almost intercepted by Barnes at the 5-yard line. That time, Starr wanted to hit Horning, but his pass was off target, and Barnes grabbed the ball and threw it to the ground disgustedly because he was unable to hold on to the ball with an apparent sure interception within his grasp. And so the field goal kicking unit is on the field.
Barnes really hates himself on that one, Ray.
Oh, boy. Fourth down and three, and Starr will hold for Horning's apparent attempt at a field goal at the Giant 22. The ball will be placed. Ball is snapped, down, kick is in the air. It's good. There's timeout on the field with the score. The Green Bay Packers 27, the New York Giants nothing.
You get a lot of new life with a smile.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought it was Filter Flavor Flip-Top Box.
No, that's the old song. Now Marlboro comes in a king-size soft pack, too, so they changed the words.
Oh.
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro Filter Flavor Pack or Box.
Same cigarette?
Same good Marlboro flavor, both ways. Some people like the soft pack, some like the box, so we give them a choice.
Fits right into the song, too, doesn't it?
You get a lot to like with a Marlboro filter flavor.
Marlboro, the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste.
With about 5 minutes left in the third period, the Green Bay Packers' Ben Agajanian is about to kick off. The Giants' deep men are Joe Wells and Bob Gators as the Packers lead 27-0.
Ray, call it breaks or whatever you want. It's really heads-up football, but a couple of pass interceptions and a tremendous kick by Boyd Dowler led to the scoring by the Packers.
Agajanian's kick is a very deep one. It is into the end zone. It'll be over the end line. Gators watches it roll over the end line for a touchback. And the Giants will have the ball at their own 20-yard line. And the quarterback will again be the veteran Charlie Connerly. We'll pick up the other members of the New York Giant offensive unit. Alex Webster, number 29, will be in there. Joel Wells, the first year back from Clemson. Kyle Rote will be the flanker. Del Schaffner and Joe Walton, the ends. Rote goes to the right, Schaffner to the left. The Giants set from their own 20. Connerly fades the pass, gives ground, throws a screen out to Webster. He comes and is hit from behind and down at the 25-yard line. Out in the right flat, a quick screen with Kyle Rote leading the blocking. Henry Jordan caught him from behind. Gain on the play, 5 yards, second down, 5. Third quarter, Packers lead 27-0 here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with a little better than 4 minutes left in the period. That's unofficial. In the National Football League, the back judge keeps the official time. Up front, the interior linemen for New York, Roosevelt Brown, Darrell Dess, Ray Witeka, Mickey Walker, Jack Stroud. Second down, 5, New York from the 25. Connerly fades the pass. He's looking, he's throwing out to the left, and it is off the left hand of Joe Walton and incomplete, out of bounds at about the 42-yard line of New York. Curry and John Simak over to cover. Walton got his left hand on it, but that's all. Third and 5. 4 minutes left in the third period. Packers lead. Webster goes out. Phil King comes in. A change in the offensive backfield of New York. The only scoring here in the second half, Paul Horning's second field goal of the game. From 22 yards out, it was set up when the Giants fumbled a punt and the Packers' Forrest Gregg recovered. Phil King, along with Wells, lining up behind Connerly on 3rd and 5 from the Giant 25, and Connerly fades the pass. He looks, he's being chased, he throws, and it is almost intercepted by Bill Forrester at the 30, and it's incomplete. It was intended for Wells, but Willie Davis again put tremendous pressure on the passer. We have unofficially the Giants completing 6 of 19 passes with two interceptions. And the Packers' defensive unit has been mighty tough today. So it's fourth and five, and the Giants' Don Chandler is in to punt. Willie Wood, Lou Carpenter are deep for the Packers. The punt will come from about the Giant 10. The ball is snapped to Chandler. The punt is away. It is off to the left. Fair catch by Willie Wood at the Packer 41 two-yard line. He is run into, and a penalty flag is dropped. A penalty is being measured against the Giants as Willie Wood was run into after signaling for a fair catch and making the catch. First down, the Packers at the Giant 43-yard line after the penalty is measured off. Bart Starr, Paul Horning, Tom Moore, Boyd Dowler, the flanker to the right, McGee's foot left, Ron Kramer, tight left end. Starr fades the pass, throws to the right to Dowler, has it at the 40, to the 40, 35, out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. Barnes made the tackle, a quick pass as Dowler went about 5 yards, was a stationary target. Starr hit him perfectly. Gain on the play is to the Giant 32-yard line of 11 yards and a Packer first down. Late in the third period, just under 4 minutes remaining, Packers leading by 27-0. The ball is at the inbounds marker on the far side of the field. The shadows begin to creep across City Stadium here at Green Bay, covering about perhaps a third of the field right now. Only Dowler is out wide. He's to the right side. Paul Horning straight ahead to about the 26-yard line. Andy Robustelli was the first to meet Horning. Blocking led by Skoronski, Thurston. Gain on the play, about 6 yards. Second and a long four at the Giant 26-yard line. Out of the huddle come the Packers, and out to the right goes Dowler to the far sideline. On the open field side, split wide by about 10 yards, is Max McGee. Starr fades to pass. Has good protection. He's throwing for Dowler. He has it at the Giant 13-yard line. Barnes shoved him out of bounds. Dowler that time took that pass, and Jim, he couldn't have been more than inches inside that sideline.
He was just in there, and Erich Barnes, of course, figured he was out, but the official was right on it, right along the sideline there. As he caught the ball, he did have it inbounds, definitely, and then stepped out after he had clear possession of the ball.
The Packer drive continues on a first down at the Giant 13-and-a-half. Again to the right, Dowler, to the left, McGee. Horning and Tom Moore behind the quarterback Starr. Snap of the ball. Off to the left is Horning, looking for a receiver, still looking. He's throwing for McGee, and it is just off his hand in the end zone in the left corner. That time, Horning threw with somebody grasping at his leg, and he had an awful lot of time, Jim.
Paul Horning is playing one of his better games, although he's played a lot of great ones over the years here in Green Bay. And incidentally, his mother is sitting right below us here, and you know that she's mighty proud of her son this afternoon, as I'm sure she's had many afternoons in college and as a professional football player, to have a great deal of pride in him.
Tom Moore comes out. Jim Taylor goes in. Second down 10, Green Bay at the Giant 14. So it's Horning and Taylor now behind Bart Starr. Starr fades the pass. Has good protection. Being rushed from the one side, he throws now for Ron Kramer. Touchdown! Ron Kramer in the left corner. Got behind the defensive back. Starr hitting beautifully. Ron Kramer has his second touchdown. As he went down and out to his left to the corner of the end zone. Starr has fired his third touchdown pass, his second to Kramer. Horning will try to make it 34. Ball is down. It's kicked. The penalty flag is dropped. Referee Renix is waiting. It's good. The penalty was against the Giants. There's timeout on the field with the score now. The Green Bay Packers, 34. The New York Giants, nothing.
If you're pro football, you'll probably know the answer to this. Can you name the famous lineman who's now a big name in Major League Baseball? Be careful now. This question could fool you while you're thinking of the answer.
Why don't you settle back and have a full-play baseball quarterback with a Marlboro? Make yourself comfortable whenever you smoke.
Was that lineman? Cal Hubbard. Today he's the chief umpire of the American League, but from 1927 to 1936 he was an all-pro tackle with the Packers and the Giants. Now here's another one. What's the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste? You guessed it, Marlboro.
You get a lot tonight with a Marlboro filter flavor, pack or box.
Well, Jim, so far in this game, there's just no doubt about it. It's been the Packers' day, and they just can't seem to do anything wrong.
A team effort is the desire of every coach and every football player and every football fan, too, and we're seeing it here. 11 men or 22 men defensively and offensively for the Green Bay Packers this afternoon.
Ben Agajanian kicks. Joel Wells takes it at the 10, comes to the 15, 20, swings to the left, 25, to the 30, to the 35, 34-yard line, and there he's down. Elijah Pitts, Willie Wood are there to make the play. Giants ball, first down at their 34-yard line. If you joined us late, we will tell you that the Giants threatened once in the first half, and on fourth and goal from the Packers 6, a pass fell incomplete. That's been their biggest threat. Y.A. Tittle is back in at quarterback. Behind him are Phil King and Bob Gators. And Tittle asks the crowd to be quiet. The referee joins him. The fans in Green Bay today, and I guess we should add the phrase that Jim, understandably so, have so far had an awful lot to cheer about.
Certainly have. People often wonder why a quarterback will do that, ask the fans to be quiet. And you've heard of audibles, and perhaps you wondered what that meant. He changes occasionally the offensive play when he comes up and looks over the defense.
We're ready to go now. Wyatt Tittle looks over the defense. Giant ball there, 34, moving left to right, late third quarter. Packers lead 34-0. Tittle fades, throws to Kyle Rhode in the right flat. He fumbles, and the ball is recovered first by a Packer, then a Giant is on it, and it's a Giants ball at their own 48. Joe Walton winds up with the ball. The pass was too rote, ruled complete. When tackled, fumbled. One of the Packers, Tom Bettis, was on the ball. He slid off. Joe Walton was Johnny on the spot. Giant ball.
Fine effort by Joe Walton, incidentally. He was about 10 yards away, but he just never gave up that he had a chance to get that ball. He dove on it.
It's a Giant first down at the Giant 48. To the right, Rote. To the left, Schaffner. And fading the pass, Y.A. Tittle. He throws, and it is complete to Schaffner. He's at the Packer 40. He's at the 32-yard line. And down he goes at the 34-yard line. Del Schaffner is hit by Tittle, and the Giants are on the move. Willie Wood makes the tackle. First down, New York. Forward progress ruled the Packer 32-yard line. About a minute left in the third period. Giants desperately trying to get in there for a score. They trail 34-0 with just about a minute unofficially left in the third quarter. Y.A. Tittle back at the helm as he was at the start of the game. Schaffner splits to the left side. Kyle Rhode flanks right. Now they go into a spread formation, strong to the left. Tittle fades, tries to hand off, falls down at the 39-yard line. Tittle that time faking a handoff to the only back who had lined up behind him, that was Bob Gators, fell down. Loss on the play from the 32 to the 39 of 7 yards, second down 17, and only seconds remaining, according to the scoreboard clock, in the third period. Bart Starr has thrown 3 touchdown passes. Horning has run for another. Horning has kicked 2 field goals and has converted successfully after every 6-pointer. The Giants break huddle on 2nd and 17 from the Packer 39. The Giants moving left to right and looking into the sun. Schaffner to the left and Roach to the right. Tittle throws quickly to Schaffner. He catches it, gets away from one man, and he is going to be hit down at the 31-yard line by Willie Wood. A quick pass, Tittle to Schaffner, running a slant in from his split left-end position. Gain on the play to the 31-yard line of 8 yards, 3rd down and 9. And we may not have time for another play in this period. There's the gun. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. The Green Bay Packers.